We would like to speak to you about where to go when you do not like the place that you are going. This is a very functional lesson, shall we say, for the time you are in. And what we mean is this, is that you are carrying additional, shall we say, pressure, because what you are feeling is the weight of the things that are turning over in your world. You can feel them. Hopefully you're not inviting them close into you, but you can feel that they are there. And that is a strain on the nervous system. We do not believe you will be surprised by this. But let us talk for a moment about the strain on the nervous system. It is there, it exists. But it is like so many other things. If you can recognize that point and say, oh, this thing that has happened is pushing on my point. So here is my nervous system being pressed further than I want it to go. However, as with all things, I have a choice. I have a choice. If I proceed with that irritated nervous system, I am probably going to go to war with something, with myself, with a situation, or with someone else, because that is where it goes if you go with this. Here is the beauty of recognition. It is like my nervous system has been overstrained and I know it. It does not matter what it is that has done that. It simply means that you are recognizing it. You are looking at it and you are saying, oh, okay, I recognize from the way my body is behaving, I can feel my mind wanting to go on the hunt to do war with something. By the way, as you all know, it doesn't help. You can do war, but you never win and you don't feel better. So just let us remember that war is a false promise. So what we want to do instead, we are going to mention two things. One is something you know very well about, and that is breathing. At the point where you are feeling that, you want to begin your breath. And you want to let your breath connect you to your center and your center connect you to the universe. And that breath will do a lot to take off the edge of the situation. And then the other thing which you also know about it is you want to consciously move your focus. So that whatever you were thinking about that or doing that took you to the edge of your nervous capacity, you want to stop and say, no, we need to go a different direction. That is the time when you knit or sing or do art or watch a mindless television show or walk around the block or make a connection with the tree that is near your home. We are only mentioning a few things, but the ability to turn that focus in the moment when your nerves are that rattled, that is a wonderful thing to be able to do. And it is wonderful to know that that is what you need to do. The knowing that you need to do that is the seat of the power. If you have ever, and we all certainly have gotten to that nervous point and followed it into battle, into war with anything, you may recall that at the end of that, you are not calm. You do not feel better. Nothing has truly been accomplished. And then when you think about it later, you do not like the way you handled it, which then adds to the strain on your nervous system. So do let us avoid going down that road. If it had anything to offer, we would reconsider. but it does not have anything to offer. So we want to remember the breathing, the reconnecting, the turning your attention then to something that is away from the thing that brought you to the edge of your nerves. This, of course, is very important. Now, we do want to add one other thing, and that is we do not want any judgment to be going on here, because you go to that end of the nerve place, because that would assume that if you were a better girl, you would never go there, and that, as we all know, is insane. You are living in a time of high stress and confusion, and there are things that are going to take you to that edge. We want to know the things that will take you back. Now, this also is a good time to have a friend where you can talk and say, I nearly went off the cliff with this, and your friend can say, well, I nearly went off the cliff with this. So you can feel that camaraderie, and you have that understanding that you are not alone, and that you have not been mistaken about what you are doing. So we want to remember this, and we want to keep this close. And this is a teaching that you will be needing for a while. And we also want you to give yourself credit for every time you catch it, breathe it, and turn it. We want you to be rewarded for that. We want you to know that that is an indicator of your own growth and your own ability to do what is good in these situations. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up and wash your root. And know that your own root is getting ready to create in a way it has not created before. And within your body, the energy is already shifting and coming into a new position. Feel the cleansing energy wash the second center and displace from your body any judgment or shame that might be on your path that you do not need. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let that cleansing energy move out all of the emotions that are understandable but that are not needed. Let them go so that you can move forward more lightly. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart, and let the cleansing energy water the garden in your heart. Look at the beauty of this place you have created for your comfort, for your rest, for your growth. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat, and let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that might be disrespectful, that might not honor who you are, as you are, in the moment that you are. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the third eye Let the cleansing energy wash the third eye. And let your intuitive powers become more keen, more strong, and more accessible to you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Let the cleansing energy open the crown and make you able to receive the golden light that the universe is pouring into your body. Feel yourself becoming golden. Feel that energy cleanse your thoughts, bring them to a higher level. Bring them to a place where they serve you. Let the golden light heal your body. Feel it take away the tension in your neck and shoulders. Feel its movement down your back. And feel the golden energy reinstate the communication of joy in your throat. Let the golden light fill your heart and your solar plexus so that there is lightness and love and ease of feeling in your walk. Let the golden light come to your second center and see the waterfall in the second center that washes away anything that comes through your life that you do not wish to hold. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into your root and connect you to the earth in the best, lightest, strongest possible way. And you are golden. And bring your attention into your heart center, into the beauty of who you are and what you have created. Look around your heart center and see that there is a path that appears and it calls you. And you come to the path and it takes you and begins to move you into a place of beauty and healing and wisdom. And know that every breath you breathe here, you breathe in a blessing. And find that you are moving up. And you come to the place of the promise. And the place of the promise holds the energy for all the universe has promised you for your life, separate and apart from ego or even thought, but the true promise of the Spirit for your life. And feel the energy in this place. See if there is a symbol or something you want to carry with you to remember that you are walking in the promise. Now join the path again and move upward. And come to the place of separation. This is the place where the energy you no longer need to carry separates from the energy that you are moving forward with now. Hold to the light of now and let yesterday fall away. Feel how released you are when you move in that way. Move upward on the path again and come to the place of the gift, resting your mind. Know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and begin to come back down the path, still breathing in the blessings and taking in the light. Come to your heart center and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.